This is Talk Radio, the 1998 KPMG Commercial Radio Station of the Year.
There was an old lady from Clyde who ate 90 apples and died. Inside the lamented, the apples fermented and made cider inside her inside.
Do I make you laugh?
A little bit.
I'm funny to you? I'm here to amuse you? Has anybody mentioned that you laugh like a girl?
The people pay their fares on the buses, they stink of
That was actually the Minister for Transport.
It's, boss.
Oh!
I never listen. I try not to listen.
Me too. Especially for my own show. 60% apparently believe that using asterisks to obscure four-letter words merely adds to their illicit status. And I say that those people can go themselves. Have you got the one that goes...
Nick Abbott.
Stop looking at me. Why are you looking at me like that?
We're not looking at you.
Yes, you are.
No, we are.
You are.
Looking past you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Looking through me.
You.
I like that cuckoo, by the way. That was quite sweet.
Was it?
Yeah. Oh, 500-1053-89. It's a free call. It's Talk Radio. Ho ho. Let's just charge straight into it, Knight, without my usual long rambling opening remark. Here's Philip in London. Hello.
Hello,
Philip.
Yeah, I'm going to try and put you and your listeners out of your misery regarding the Tour de France.
Put us out of our misery.
Yeah. Well, might start in Dublin this year.
All right, yes.
Yeah, well, it seems to start in a different country each year.
It does? It's news to me. I thought it was in France. I thought being the Tour of France, it was a Tour of France.
Well, that would make sense, wouldn't it? But for some reason, they start in Switzerland or... They started in England as either last year or the year before.
Really? Why?
I don't know.
To bring other countries in and make them involved and increase the amount of audience that it gets, therefore increasing the amount of audience that the tour sponsors get so that they can charge more and make more money.
That sounds about right. Mm-hmm. And I've been watching it for about 15 years and I don't know why they're doing it.
See, wait a minute, you've been watching the Tour de France for 15 years?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's only been broadcast on TV for a couple of years, surely.
No. Used to be on World of Sport, used to get, like, when old, good old Dickie Davis. Yeah, used to get a once-a-week thing on World of Sport.
Really?
About 20 years ago.
What on earth is it about seeing lots of blokes on bikes that is exciting to watch? I don't understand.
No. I just like watching it. I'm just fascinated by it.
Are you one of those sport junkies? You watch anything?
No, a few stone ago I might have been, yes, but not now, no.
No, I don't mean you do it, because more people watch sport than actually take part in it. But you're one of those people who... Did you just burp?
Lean against the drawer here. I'm sitting down, my foot was on the drawer, and I just moved the drawer.
Sounds like a small personal explosion, Philip.
Don't do things like that.
I bet you do.
Well, I probably do, actually, but not totally notice.
More people watch than do, so yeah. Are you a watcher?
I'm more of a watcher now than a doer.
You like to watch?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot, Philip.
Okay.
A little insight into what makes Philip tick. Here's a call from, blimey, it's Elizabeth from Cheddar. Good evening, Elizabeth.
How are you?
I'm all right,
everybody,
my dear.
Right?
Oh, yes.
I'll bring up, talk about Shaky Stevens. I've seen him in concert, like three separate times in concert, about 8 years ago, because I used to be a fan of him, see?
Shaky Stevens?
Yeah, Shaky Stevens. I used to sing this sold out, and I'm crazy, that one.
Crazy.
Very crazy,
yeah.
that one.
I think that's the operative word.
Yeah.
Shaky Stevens, why do you like... Now, you said an interesting word there. You said you used to be a fan. Has he upset you?
Oh, yeah, I used to be a fan. What it is, I am a fan of him, but, I can't seem to get his tapes not so much no more. Probably he's out of date a bit.
So you can't get his tapes not so much, not no more nor nothing?
No, I've been in Wales, seem to be getting them. Probably have to order another one or something. Because the other one's broke, see?
Oh, you broke it?
Yeah, because I seen him in concert, and he was a very good singer, and but he's gone a bit now. I don't see much of him now. That's why I rung up the tailor.
I know. I think we're on a lucky streak, aren't we? We haven't seen a hide nor hair of him for a good long while. Shaky Stevens has been off the TV. He's, well, I don't know, 100, 150, something like that.
He's got to be over 50.
He's got to be over 150 years old, yeah.
Yeah.
Painfully old. Too old, in fact.
I remember
Shaky Stevens.
When he used to come in, Old Boy, back in 1978, he's coming, that's when he first got famous, like,
Oh Boy.
In a serious, like, then he started going on Top of the Pops and making number one hit.
What's Oh Boy?
Oh Boy, it's like a song back in the 50s, wasn't it? It's, like a series to come on, all the 50s star, like Melulu and that.
A series?
Yeah, it was called Oh Boy, that was called.
Yeah.
All back in 1978.
Oh, one of those
79.
Old... One of those old 70s seriouses.
Yeah, that was right, yeah.
And Shaky Stevens came on and did My Old Door or something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Black
it could
door.
Have been, yeah.
What was it? My Old...
Green Door, wasn't it?
My Old Ring Door.
Green Door.
Green Door.
Oh, yeah. Green Door, My yeah. Green Door. How did it used to go?
Well, I don't go, like, for rock and roll, more of a country and western
thing. You're a little bit country, not a little bit rock and roll.
No.
Like, Donnie, but not Marie. Okay, well, you have a favourite of yours, which is fast becoming a favourite of ours, which you've sung a couple of times for us.
Yeah.
Would you like to give us a brief burst of that now?
I'll give you another song, I think Country Road.
No, no, no. Can we please have the same song?
That song was
Yeah,
it?
We want the one that you've done before. We like that one.
All right. Once my love was good enough for happiness we knew, then fame and fortune came my way and made a change in you.
Wait for it.
You find your letters of recess is not on solid ground.
Here it comes.
When you start to tumble, pick me up on your way down. Pick me up when dreams are shattered.
Didn't get out of that quick enough, did I?
I was out.
That was beautiful, but I didn't take it out quick enough. I'm not a professional like you are. Yeah. Wow.
It was nice to speak to you, Nick.
And you, Elizabeth.
I don't want to keep the callers waiting.
That's right. Good.
I'll speak to you Monday then. Ring up your show Monday, because I'm very fan of your show. Or, like, Talk Radio is very, my favourite radio station.
Well, we're a big fan of yours.
Yeah, thank you, Nick.
There is no question about it. We love
I am a champion swimmer of the year, and I'm a champion radio star, so I've been on loads of radio stations, but this is my favourite radio station.
Can you just do the line that goes up off the floor, just that line?
Pick me up on your way down.
Anorax, email Nick now.
mabbott@talk-radio.co.uk.
What's the fax number, Nick?
It's 0541 59 69 79. Ask me another one now.
What's the email address, Nick?
The email address is nabbott2bs1t@talk-radio.co.uk. Ask me another one now.
What's the telephone number, Nick?
Free call 0500 1053 89. Ask me another one now.
Who are you and what are you listening to?
Here's a call in Bristol. Hello, Steve.
Good evening, Nick.
Steve.
Birthday greetings today.
Birthday?
For the Beano and Dad's Army. 30 years the Dad's Army's been on, and 60 years the Beano.
Happy birthday to them.
And what brilliant show Dad's Army was.
I tell you what, it's so nice to have Dad's Army back on the TV. I know it hardly seems like it's been away, but now they're showing it from black and white. I didn't realise it was on black and white.
Yeah, there's two series. Series 1 and Series 2 are in black and white. There's only one episode of Series 2 left.
Really?
Yeah, because they burnt them all in 1974.
They did a lot of stuff like that at the BBC, didn't they? Bless
well,
them.
Before videos came right, wasn't it? It's,
no excuse.
The fire brigade went in and said, oh, you've got to get rid of all this because it was all become a fire hazard because of the film they used to use. And
so they could have built a shed for it, right?
Well, it wasn't a shed. It was a huge shed. But a lady took over and lots of it got destroyed. Zed cars, but the original series has never been repeated, the one that's on now, the black and white one.
No, I've never seen this before. They also trashed all that Pete and Dud stuff, Peter Cook and Dudley Moore.
Oh, yeah, there's only like... 18 hours, 19 hours left of it.
Painful.
Not forgetting Doctor Who, of course. A lot of that was
nobody cares about Doctor Who. That's stupid, ridiculous program. Nobody used to watch that. Anyway, it was awful rubbish, that show. It was just a joke.
A lot of it, the television heritage of this nation, it was lost when Doctor Who was trashed.
Good.
By the BBC because they
need the space. They need the space for, you know, paperclips and...
I'll bet you used to watch.
Dorna, not
everybody
the only
did.
Rubbish.
Everybody
the only
did.
Time I, all right, I did, but I got put off it for going. I know I've told this on the air before, but it's absolutely true. I am not making this up. The woman rushes into a tent. It was when Doctor Who was set in this in
John Pertwee
on the Earth. I don't know.
From 1774,
something like that. And this woman with the big black hair rushes into the tent where Doctor Who has previously been kazapped, right? And he's been kazapped into a stain on the floor. Literally, she goes in and there's this bubbling puddle of pus on the floor. That's what Doctor Who has become, a bubbling puddle of pus. And she goes into the tent and she says, Doctor, are you all right?
What?
No, she did not.
She absolutely did. I almost spat my tea out.
Yeah, but that was the thing when they absolutely stupid storylines. Ridiculous storylines. They just were going to work. Giant maggots and things.
Kev would like to share with us a story about his tiny maggot.
Hey, excuse me, not so much of the tiny.
He calls it Godzuki.
No, I don't. It's something that I said in the pub as a joke, and suddenly Nelly Turncoat starts spreading it around the nation.
And when you're in the bedroom, do you like put your fists on your sides like this and go, now, Godzuki! In front of the mirror.
No, because that would be stupid.
0500-1053-89. It's Nick. A free call. Yes, Steve?
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize I was still there.
Sounds like you.
It certainly is. No, I'm just saying, brilliant show you got, mate.
Oh, thanks very much.
A joy to turn on at 7 o'clock.
Beautiful.
Cheers, mate.
0500-1053-89. It's a free call. We seem to have been inundated by people who want to work here, which is very upsetting for Kev, because he's been taking calls all day. Did I not expressly say last night, do not call?
If you call, I'll hang up.
Yes, he'll hang up.
So will reception. So will the boss.
Don't call, because they just don't like that. Please. People are getting very upset. This is not a position that we even know exists yet. I haven't discussed it with anybody. We've lost one person, and now we are missing one gopher.
Grunt.
A grunt, that's right. You have to go and grunt at the same time. If you can do that, then you've got the job. But write in. And it must be, you know, typed. Not crayons, like we've been getting, bits of, you know, we got a fax to Mr. Nick Abbott and Mr. Kevin Zilla. Kevzilla.
Kevzilla.
I like it already, this bloke's got the job. Or not, as the case may be. So, yeah, well, we will think about it, but we think we've got somebody for the job, haven't we?
Well, you know, we've
somebody from the inside.
Searched long and hard.
Uh-huh. It's not what you know, it's who you know.
But, you know, we don't know yet. So we would encourage people still to send in, you know, whatever they want to bribe us with.
I think that we should, as long as they live around here, you know, they're not sort of commuting from Scotland or something like that, because that would be, you know,
silly.
Yeah, daft. And cruel on our parts. But perhaps we will have you in for a week and you can go make tea and, you know, do whatever else is required of your person.
A grunt of the week.
That's, yeah, grunt of the week. That's absolutely right. Some people have songs of the week. We have grunts of the week. And, of course, at the end of the week, we'll use them as a prize.
And, of course, if you were selected, you'd receive a Talk Radio pen, mm-hmm. a Talk Radio sweatshirt, and your own silly on-air nickname.
And a Crackerjack pencil. Here's one in... Where's everybody shouting Crackerjack?
Cracker Jack.
Oh, timing. Here's Leeds. Hello, James. You're on Talk Radio.
Hi, Nick.
James.
I know the true meaning behind Ixnay.
Ixnay on the Oxnay, or whatever that phrase was. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Basically, it's Pig Latin. It's something they do in America. And what you do is you take a word, for example, kill. You move the first letter round to the end, so it becomes ilk. Then you add an A-Y on the end. So Ixnay is actually Nix, which is slang for to stop.
Really?
Yeah.
Now we know. Now it's all becoming clear. Well, what's Oxnay?
I thought it was actually Ouye. But I'm just getting mixed up now. I don't know that. I don't know Oxnay at all. Probably something to do with gravy or something. I don't know. at all.
Now we've got a comedian. He's not only a walking dictionary, he's a comedian too. Okay, thanks a lot, mate. That's wonderful. Now I have to think up another word for, you know. Here's another, perhaps completely different explanation from a bloke in Steve. Hello.
Hello.
A bloke in Maidstone called Steve.
Hello.
He might be in Steve. Who knows? Hello, Steve.
Hello, Nick. How's it doing?
Hello.
Okay, listen. That guy's really taking the wind out of my sails because I was going to tell you about the X-Mo bit, which he is perfectly correct on.
Really?
But I'm wondering, can I get one of these little motorbikes like Kev's got? This Godzuki? Sounds promising.
Yes, Steve, I'll send you a picture of it in the post if you want.
Right, well, I'm still waiting for my package from last time when I told you about the Danny Kaye bit.
Oh, blimey, a complaint.
What package?
No, not a complaint at all. You know, you asked about Danny Kaye with the vessel and the vessel and the chalice with the
bandit. Have we given you anything yet?
It seems like ages ago, but it was only last week, really,
yeah,
wasn't
that's
it,
right.
Steve? I think you're being a bit impatient.
Well, I'm patiently waiting, but something else occurred to me. There's another bit in there about a vessel with a pestle, but I can't remember the full details on that bit.
All right, we're not going to send you a prize now.
Oh, okay.
And we have so far. The vessel, what is it?
It's the chalice with the palace, has the lotion with the potion, but the flagon with the dragon has the blue that is true.
And I think I drank the wrong one.
So anyway, that's it, I'm going.
Okay, now do we have this bloke's address to send in the prize, or did you screw it up and throw it away?
I'll test you again about something, so I'll give it to you again.
All right, thanks a lot, mate.
Okay.
0500 1053 89. It's a free call. Here's one in Tunbridge. Hello, Jackie.
Hello,
Jackie. Hello. How you doing?
I want to talk about Elizabeth.
Elizabeth is from Cheddar.
I think she is absolutely wonderful. And she's up for the job. She's up for the job in your office, really.
No way.
Oh, she is, she is. She is a presenter's absolute dream. And I think she's your sister, really. Come on, you're winding everybody up, aren't you?
No, she's actually a real human being. She's not a stooge. She hasn't been paid. That's actually what she's like.
She is absolutely too good to be true.
I know. They're precisely right. You know, you open the lines and you find out what calls, and then every now and again you get an absolute diamond, like
yes,
Mrs. Holt. She's
yes,
an absolute diamond.
Absolutely. She could be a star. She could be your Maureen Rees driving.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And Elizabeth from Cheddar. An absolute diamond as well. Is there a bigger personality on the air? I don't think so. She should have her own show.
I'm being serious. I look for her now every night. We all wait for her now.
What, does she come around your place?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I'm not into the cider a bit, anyway.
I think she always calls right at the beginning of the show. She likes to get it out of the way, kind of gets up ahead of steam just around about 7 o'clock and likes to, you know, because if she's thinking about calling later on, she can't relax and sit back and enjoy her evening, whatever it is she's doing down on the farm or wherever it's, you know, she lives.
It's the woman, she likes to get it out of the way and get on with the good stuff.
That's right, get it out of the way and then, you know, go back to her accounts or whatever it is that she occupies her evening with.
No, I really do. If you're listening, Elizabeth, I think you're wonderful. Keep phoning.
Absolutely. Everybody thinks you're wonderful, Elizabeth. We love you from Cheddar. Thanks, Jackie. 0500 1053 89. We're speeding through them tonight. Here's one called Ursin in London. Hello, mate. Oh, I haven't pressed him up. Pressed the wrong one. I'm not doing this very well. I'm not professional.
Hello?
Hello, Ursin.
Yeah, Nick, I've got a bloke test for you.
Okay.
Okay. First question. Have you ever done a runner from a taxi?
Oh, this is in a magazine every now and again, isn't it? This is Loaded or Maxim or one of those lad magazines. Have I ever done a runner from a taxi?
Yeah.
No.
Alright. Have you ever had an accident with electricity?
Yeah, I touched a cow fence once and a jolt went straight up my arm. It was deeply painful. I couldn't believe it. There weren't warning signs or anything. I could have died.
Alright then. Have you ever attacked a fellow motorist?
Attacked a fellow motorist? Yeah. No. That would be a stupid thing to do.
Yeah, have you ever punched a wall in anger?
Punched a wall in anger?
Have you ever eaten anything that's still alive?
That's still alive?
Hmm.
Oh. Is yogurt still alive? That counts.
And could you put it easy on a motorbike?
No. On a bicycle? I've never ridden a motorbike.
Alright, have you ever tried to seduce someone as part of a bet?
No.
Ever had beer for breakfast?
Yeah.
Would you
at Glastonbury.
Would you rather spend an evening with Michael or Drew Barrymore?
Oh, Drew.
Drew. Have you ever taken golf seriously?
You could have asked that question, would you rather spend an evening with Michael Barrymore or anybody else? Have I ever taken golf seriously? I don't really know how to answer that question. I mean, it's a serious pursuit. I've never actually played it seriously, but I watch it as a serious event. I don't think it's a ridiculous occupation, no. I think it's a fantastic thing to do.
All right, Nick, can you put on some, like, newsflash music so I can pronounce you or something?
Newsflash? Yeah, is it a shocking newsflash? Like that?
Nick, you are a hard man.
I'm a hard man, yeah. You are right.
And Nick, I've got a joke.
Go ahead.
All right. Kev's mum, Sophia, she has to wake up in sections.
In sections, that's right, and she has her own postcode too. Thanks a lot, mate. 0500 1053 89. And just when we thought it was safe to open up the mic in there, it's back.
Nah, it's not.
It's Nelly the Elephant, who is a refugee from elsewhere. What are you doing in here?
Oh, just visiting.
And where has Kev gone?
I got him.
Is he going to make me tea? Let's hope so, because I haven't had a cup yet. It's 20 past seven. So, how are you enjoying your new position over there?
It's very good. Everyone's very nice to me.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Sure?
So far.
Anybody that you could specifically think is a right nasty piece of work?
They're probably listening. No, everyone's very nice.
Yeah. Why are you here? You're not even supposed to be in this building. You work somewhere else now. You have a contract somewhere else, and you think you can wheedle your way past security here.
That's right.
And, you know, find out all of our secrets and then go and sell them over there.
Something like that.
It's Nelly the Elephant, ladies and gentlemen, who's about to leave as security find that he's here.
Bye.
Here's one in Sheffield called Kevin. Hello.
Hello, Nick. You all right?
All right.
Yeah, regional accent. We have, if you like, it's an unwritten code in Sheffield, and it's called Dog Latin. Yeah? Not that I've been in trouble by the coppers, but if you get in trouble, I'll give you an example. I am your link here, up to Adiore. I've just said to you, I'm calling Talk Radio. And I'm going to say to you, lend me a fiver. And leave me a either say. And it's like, it's an unwritten code of conduct that you can get by in Sheffield with.
Well, what's the code?
It's, what you do is you get the
ice cream man's just arrived.
Very good. You get the first letter and put it to the third. Change the second letter around and that's what you get. Hold on, because I'm telling somebody at the time.
Where are you?
I'm in the petrol station. So bear with me. So do you get the idea?
Yeah, and is the major fun in your town jumping up and down on the bell rope?
No. No.
Sounds like you've got a kid out there doing it now.
I have, I've just got this
in. But you couldn't do that in your head. You'd have to write that down. That's ridiculous.
No, you get used to it, isn't it? It's like anything. It's like any regional thing. You do get used to it after a while, don't you? And it's pretty good to get you out of the way of the coppers, because you could be calling them, so we use the term silly fools and all sorts, and they don't know what you're on about. But it's very handy for people you knock around with, you know. You could be anywhere. You could be in trouble. And you just talk in this language if you like, and you can get out of it.
Kind of. Okay, well, it sounds like you've got too much time on your hands. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 0500 1053 89. I should have gone and said goodbye in code, but it's probably quicker just to do it in English. Hello, Philip.
Hi, Nick.
You're in Nottingham, but you know that.
Do I? Basically, Doctor Who was good until they made that film about it. You know, where they actually started spending money on it?
No.
Well, no.
It was a TV movie. It was actually pretty good, Philip. I disagree. I quite enjoyed it.
Who was in that?
Paul McGann, one of the famous McGann brothers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the whole point of Doctor Who was that the special effects in it were supposed to be crap. And everything about it was supposed to be, you know, stupid. Now they started spending money on the special effects.
No, I disagree. I don't think they did it in an ironic way. I just thought that was the best that they could come up with.
Oh, that's rubbish. Because, I mean, when was the last Doctor Who made? It was something like late 80s, wasn't it? With Sylvester McCoy in it. And, like, the special effects in that were, like, complete trash.
Yeah, but they didn't have any budget for it. It was the BBC, wasn't it? They didn't have any money to throw around on that. They were spending all their money sending David Attenborough abroad to poke his finger down an ant's nest.
Which was very good.
My favourite part.
Pardon?
My favourite part.
No, meerkats were best on that.
Everybody says that, but I completely disagree. The meerkats were boring. You know, everybody likes the meerkats because they kind of looked like cute humans, because they stood on their hind legs and they looked around and, you know, appeared to be intelligent. But, no, the meerkats weren't it.
Well, that's the sort of thing that gets views, isn't it?
You know what the best part was the killer whale, which launched itself up onto the beach in order to get the seal. Did you see that?
Yeah, it was
absolutely
very good.
Absolutely fantastic. It was horrible. They tossed the seal into the air, like playing with their food.
I thought we should send one of the killer whales after Kev.
I'll just trample it.
Kev,
he'll show Godzuki to it, and it'll flee.
And eat it for breakfast.
Yeah, maybe. 0500 1053 89, free call. Here's one in Gateshead. Hello, Barry.
Yeah, Mick.
Barry.
Hi.
Barry.
Hi, Nick.
Yes.
Oh, hello, sorry. about the word ixnay on about early on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as far as I understand, that the definition of it is actually a Spanish swear word.
A Spanish swear word?
Yeah.
No, I'm going with the, take the first letter and put it to the back and so on and so forth. Nix. Nix is, means nothing, right?
Right.
Or stop, or eradicate.
Yeah.
But it's spelled N-I-X, right? So
that's
it's
right.
Take the N and put it from the front to the back of the word and then put A on the end of it, ixnay.
Well, as far as I understand, there's a band called Offspring. It had an album out called Ixnay on the Hombre. And it means whatever the word is on the man.
Ixnay on the Hombre. Well, I know the album, but I just assumed that it meant stop the man. I didn't actually think it through at all. But then you don't. I mean, think of bands' names. Pink Floyd. What does that mean? I mean, it all Led Zeppelin. It's completely meaningless.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Milli Vanilli.
Oh, don't bring them into it.
Chumbawamba.
Chumbawamba, that's right. The former anarchists.
Prefab Sprout.
Yeah. Good one.
Scritti Politti, although that does mean something, doesn't it?
What does it mean?
It's Italian or something. Because Scritti Politti used to be somewhat revolutionary in their politics, I believe. I could be wrong. But that's where it came from, I think.
Although you could be wrong.
I could be wrong. I usually am.
Thanks a lot, Barry.
Okay.
We're charging through them tonight. It's 0500 1053 89, free call. Here's one in Northampton. Hello, Dale.
My God, I've never been got to so quick. Nick, I was just going to say you had so many calls on here tonight. The weather here is absolutely appalling. I didn't know if it was like washing everyone out and all the rest of it, you know. Washing out the weirdos.
Hey, it's Dale the DJ.
Oh, you remember me?
No, I don't. I just gathered from what we've had so far. Where do you DJ?
Well, I don't exactly DJ. It's at Radio Norfolk. I always give my name as Northampton because I like the place better than Norfolk.
Wonderful Radio Norfolk.
There's not a lot wrong with it, to be honest with you. It's got quite a good thing.
Has it?
I can't put my finger on it.
I bet you could if you tried.
Nick, you're like trying to overwork yourself and kill yourself or something.
Oh, please, I work fewer hours in the day than almost anybody else on the face of the planet.
You see, not long ago, you were complaining that you work too much and now you're doing like this other thing somewhere else.
I was complaining that I work too much? When?
Ages ago. You said,
oh,
you said I haven't had a holiday in a dog's age.
Oh, well, that might be the case, but, you know, when you only work a couple of hours a day, then every day is a holiday.
I like assume that you put all this preparation into the show and all the rest of it. Am I just being naive here or what?
I don't know. How much preparation do I put in a show, Kev?
Well, more than you would think, and yet less than is needed.
Yeah.
Actually, I get the impression, and don't take this the wrong way, that Kev does a lot of the monkey work.
Oh, you can see you're right there, Dale.
Kev,
right,
Kev types up the script, and I follow it to the letter.
And you're on the wrong page.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
How can you possibly script a show like this?
Well, of course you can. You're scripted too. Come on, don't kid the audience.
I'm on the wrong bit now.
Every single caller that we have on this show has been prearranged. We call out rather than they call us. And it's all a complete fake on the phone.
Oh, where's my fee?
That's where it begins to come unstuck.
Aha.
We'll get back to you on that one, okay? Don't call us. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. Here's a call about golf and cycling in London. Hello, Ray.
Oh, hello there. Yeah, I couldn't believe you were saying cycling's rubbish earlier, and then you had the guts to say that golf was a good game to watch on telly. I mean, I think that's outrageous. Golf's just about the worst, most tedious. You can't even see what's going on. You just see a ball go up into the air and float for half an hour, and then it falls. And for some reason, there's like thousands of crowd there clapping and going crazy. What's that all about, then?
The thing about golf is, as I explained last week, it's green, which is a very calming thing to look at.
It's a waste of land.
And it's usually beautiful land as well. So you're,
yeah, that they ruin for to put a golf course on.
So you're looking at nice scenery.
No, you're not.
And it's undulating green, perhaps with a little hot seaside action on the side, and the wind is going through the trees. And so what you're looking at is basically a very calming thing to see.
You need a cat. You need to get a cat for that sort of thing.
And the game of golf as well is very slow and also quite calming, especially when you're not playing it yourself. And the people who are playing it usually are particularly good, so they're not throwing their racket around and, tearing their hair out.
Right.
And so the entire thing is like a yoga class. It's just very calming, and you can drift away and watch it for hours.
Most people use sleep for that kind of thing, yeah?
It's better than snooker, because snooker is also green with little coloured balls. Which,
you can see what's going on in snooker.
Which go hither and thither. But by watching golf, you're kind of taking yourself out into... it's almost like a walk in the countryside by just watching television.
But it's not countryside. That's the other outrageous thing about golf. You see, in a place like London, right, where you need every little bit of greenery you can get, they take a nice big forest, cut it all down, and turn it into someone's back lawn, and turn it into golf, and put it on telly.
In London?
Well, maybe not, you know, but you know what I mean.
No. Well, cycling, anyway, on the other hand, is a lot of blokes wearing ludicrous get-up and riding around on concrete.
Cycling,
which
is a massive strategy. There's loads of different strategies going on between teams, between the individuals. It's very exciting to watch.
Oh.
See breakaways, who's got in the breakaway, who's doing what.
You've got
sprinters, you've got climbing, you've got...
And every now and again, you'll see a bloke pedalling really fast. It couldn't get more thrilling than that.
Anyway, I had an ulterior motive for ringing up, actually, but I thought I'd try the old golf argument. I'm glad you're back. Yeah, the reason being is because you said you'd give me a prize last time on your old show, and I still haven't got it.
Not only that,
I sent you some stuff which you used on your show.
Really?
And I was really polite about it. I said, if you feel like sending me a prize, do so. And you didn't.
What an appalling... type I am. What did I use that you sent?
Oh, just some new scientist jokey thing that I sent you.
A new scientist jokey thing?
Yeah, I'll tell you what it was. It was instructions that come with products.
Right.
Yeah, do you remember that?
Rings a vague bell. And what prize did we promise you?
Just one of these talk radio prize packs. I was hoping I'd get a coffee mug or something.
I can't even get a coffee mug myself. They're all in the machine. I haven't had a cup of tea yet.
Or even a jumper.
Although we just got some new
jumper?
Coffee mugs in.
Are you mad? Have we?
T-shirt. Yeah.
You know, to send out to people, not to actually drink out of here.
A T-shirt?
Well, how about a key ring or something?
Oh, yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you? A key ring? Are you mad?
What about eggs and bangers? You used to have eggs and bangers.
Oh, they've all gone. I'm very sorry, but we're fresh out of plastic eggs and bangers.
All right.
A pencil?
What have you got that's immediate to sight that you feel like giving away, then?
Bits of paper. I've got an old sick bit of paper here. Yeah. We can give him Sick Boy.
Would you have give a surprise.
You fit in an envelope.
I'll do something... I'll answer a question for you.
You will?
Yeah. Any question in the world, ever.
What is the square root of 4?
2.
I mean... What is the square root of 5?
Doesn't exist.
What do you mean it doesn't exist?
Doesn't
of course
exist.
It exists, man.
Oh, all right.
2.34. He's making it up.
You're making it up.
I can guarantee it's a complete calculator now. It will work.
Complete fantasy on your part. Right, we've got to give this bloke a prize. This is pathetic. What do you do for a living, Ray?
That's between me and the person I work for.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you work here?
No. I wouldn't want to do that.
Is the person you work for your pimp?
I wish. Yeah.
Oh, you're a bit of ducking and you don't pay tax, is that right? Ducking and diving, import, export, that sort of thing?
Just give us a prize and I'll get out of your taxes, yeah?
Now he's beginning to sound a little bit aggressive, like maybe
he's an
enforcer for an East End gang.
No, I like the pimp idea.
So just give us a prize, right? Shut it and give us the prize, all right? You're getting lippy out of hand. Don't muck about. I only said to blow the bloody doors off.
That's the kind of thing, yeah.
All right, well, we'll take your address and we'll promise to send you a prize and then we won't. 0500 1053 89. He's on line 1. Let's send the man a prize. Gaw, blimey, Governor. We'll nick something from from the... We'll send you some street furniture. We'll nick something from Oxford Street right out here. We'll wrap it up and send it to you in the post.
That being Oxford Street in Edinburgh.
Oh, yes. Oxford Street in Edinburgh we broadcast from. That's right. Just around the corner from Rose Street.
Yeah.
Which is right next to Princes Street.
Yeah.
It's beautiful there. Edinburgh Festival is coming up soon. We should go and broadcast the show from Edinburgh Festival. What's wrong with that?
Let's do that.
Edinburgh Festival. Late festivals like that.
We'll have a big stage in Princes Street Gardens. And we'll broadcast to everybody.
Yeah, we could have a big stage in Princes Street Gardens, right in front of the big fancy five-star hotel. We could put like a big glass greenhouse thing right there on Princes Street. And we could do the show from the middle of this greenhouse. We could have bands playing on the stage and just behind. No,
no,
that wouldn't work, would it?
No, I don't think
so. No, nobody would ever go for that, would they?
No.
People wouldn't show up.
Absolutely not.
No, I mean, nothing like that's ever been done before.
No.
No. Best not to do anything first time.
I think you're right.
That's the policy.
Yeah.
500-1053. I don't know why I did that. 0500-1053-89. It's a free call. Will I go and rip open one of our prize coffee mugs that we would ordinarily send out? Someone's going to be very disappointed because I'm going to be drinking tea out of it.
This is Talk Radio.
Here we go.
Recall 0500-1053-89 now.
Nick Abbott.
You have got to talk to him. He'll listen to you.
Five, four, three, two, one, go. Here's Camborne. Let's get through as many as we can today. Hello, Maria.
Hiya.
Hiya.
Hiya, Nicky.
Hiya. Hiya. Super, super to talk to you, Maria.
Whee! Can you hear me, Nicky Abbey?
You must be a trainee nurse, something like that.
No, I'm not.
You're a sociology student.
No, I'm dead. I'm like a zombie and I live in Cornwall, Campbell, and it's really boring. Like a really ultra, you know? And I need cheering up.
You need cheering up?
Yeah,
you are
I really
joking.
Need to be
you mean you get
polite,
happier
you know?
Than this?
Like, really?
Oh, blimey.
I know, it's terrible.
I
want
to
really
shoot
bad.
Myself just listening to you.
I know.
So what
awful.
Do you do for a living? Don't tell me. It's something
I don't do anything for a living because I'm an epileptic. And I'm on the, what do you call it?
Medicine.
Care allowance thing. But they're trying to control my fits at the moment.
Does it work? Does it work?
That's that kind of thing.
Does it work?
Pardon?
Does it work?
No.
It
not
doesn't
at the
work.
Moment. They're experimenting on me. I'm like the experimental station.
You're like a little fluffy wabbit.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm not Cornish, though.
Well, why are you Cornish. In Cornwall, then, Maria?
Because, unfortunately, my mum brought me down here.
Dragged you kicking and screaming.
Yeah, 19, and it's terrible.
Cornwall's lovely, though. People
it's
go to spend
awful.
Their...
It's
no,
nice for one
it's
week,
not.
And then you've got to go, you know. You
nonsense.
Must...
Cornwall is lovely. It's
full
beautiful.
Full of LAPs.
People do go
OAPs.
To die in Cornwall, that's right. Yeah.
Come here to live.
Don't you like the sea?
I mean?
How can you not like the sea?
Nothing happens down here, you know what I mean?
The sea, you get to go to the sea and see the sea. What could be better than that?
lots of things.
Come on, you get to go to the beach and just relax under the waves and watch everybody walking about in their full rubber surfing regalia.
Lucky. I've done
fabulous.
That.
Fabulous.
I've walked the breadth and width of Cornwall.
You've
and
done
I've
that
seen
whole
nothing,
beach thing.
Nothing, not one thing. I don't even see the UFO.
Is it a big UFO hotspot down there?
People are supposed to have seen UFOs, but I haven't seen nothing. I've seen things.
Of course, I suppose UFO aliens from outer space need a place to go on holiday, so what could be nicer than Cornwall?
Well, you know, if I saw a UFO, you know, I'd just say, like, you know, I don't know. I know, I don't like...
Well,
like,
I don't know, that, you know, come on, Maria, somebody from outer space who travels billions of light years to get here, you're going to have to say, come up with something better than, I don't know. I mean, you're really going to have to...
I don't know, I mean...
You're going to have to be a little sharper than that.
I mean, you know, I can't understand it. I, like, want to ask them a 1,000,000,000,000 questions or something.
No, Maria, I mean, say you're the first person that they see. I mean, you are representing the planet Earth to somebody who comes from, you know, Delta 9 or wherever it might
yeah,
be, billions
what?
Of light years away. You're the first person that they see. You're representing us all. You're going to have to come up with something other than,
Well, I say, what do you want?
Well, that would be better. At least you're talking to them in a language that they won't understand.
Well, I say, what do you want?
But, I mean, in their language, that might be the most offensive thing they've ever heard, and they'll probably nuke you on the spot.
Well, so...
But at least then you won't have to live in Cornwall anymore.
Well, it makes no difference when you're, like, a real-life, like, goth. You know, you become a real-life goth if You're a young person in Campbell, in Cornwall.
You've become a real life goth.
Whether you like it or not, a gothic, you know.
Oh,
you,
goth.
You don't realise it, but you do.
Do you dress in the full black regalia?
Never, never.
Do you paint your face white?
It's just that you become a gothic. You just get like that.
You become like kind of like Miss Havisham. She's sitting there with dust on her and cobwebs and waiting for somebody to come and bring her her tea.
No, no way. No. You're awful.
Okay, listen,
you know,
Maria.
I once thought something listening to you. You and James Whale ought to do underlining a joint programme all the time, all week, a joint programme. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know, you seem to be underlining the word joint a lot, Maria.
Yeah.
From 7 till 1, yeah, okay, sure, why not?
I think that would be really cool.
I'll put your suggestion to James and say that Maria said so.
Yeah,
and in the meantime,
cool.
Maria, please try some decaffeinated coffee.
I wonder if Maria's been taking part in a joint program.
I think it might have something to do with it. 0500 1053 89. Could she have been any more excited? Here's one in, it's a mobile. Let's take him immediately before he gets lost. In near Slough, one of the worst places on planet Earth. Hello, Alan.
Hi, how you doing, Nick?
All right.
Right, I just wanted to talk about, you talk about the killer whales.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, I was reading an article in Maxim, and it was talking about how these dangerous sports and these guys lay underneath these whales and watch them feed. But anything that moves within the water is food. I mean, how frightening can that be?
They go underneath the whales and watch them eat.
Watch them food. Yeah, watch them jump up on the shore and sort of grab the food and eat. And that's part of the dangerous sports.
Underneath the whales.
Yeah, and
while it's lying on the sand. Would that not crush them?
No, it's further down, they're further away, they're like, say, 100 yards out or whatever, and they're looking, watching the whales go up on the bank and eat and all this business, and they stay
there. But a diver in a rubber wetsuit must present
like
the same silhouette as a seal to a whale.
Yeah, madness.
That seems
absolute madness.
Stupid to me.
Yeah, what happens if there's something goes wrong, you need to swim to the top, I mean, that's it.
You've seen that clip of the whales launching themselves onto the beach and throwing the seals in the air, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it really is horrible to watch because how can you not like a seal, little baby seal?
It's magnificent, though.
Well, it is in a really horrible, nasty, vicious way because the whale is obviously just having fun. I mean, it could just eat the seal, right? And it does remarkable things with it. It sort of tosses it up with its head. And then it'll leave it on the water and swim underneath it and then flick it up with its tail. And it flies forever. It was remarkable, stunning, but really quite gruesomely horrible. It's like all those nature films. You don't want to see him kill anything and you don't want to see him have sex.
Yeah, I agree.
Everything else, I mean, the courtship ritual, that's fine. You know, when he did those Birds of Paradise, when the stupid things that they do.
Yeah.
That's great, but I don't want to actually see them, you know.
Yeah, he was like with the time. Did you see the one where he's with the baboons and all that business, and they jump in all over him, and they could just kill him so easily?
I remember the famous clip of him with the gorillas.
Well, he's whispering like this. Sorry. Yeah.
They could tear me limb from limb. Now that is mad. Talk about nuts. Just for a cute film clip. But I guess it has kept him in safari suits.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot, Alan.
Talk to you soon.
0500 1053 89. It is a free call. Kev, I can't remember off the top of my head, but have I mentioned that yo mama is so fat that when she goes to the beach, the tide comes in?
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio.
Free call. 0500 1053 89.
Yeah. So if you are interested in the position of an unpaid assistant, which I think we might eventually get to do on this show.
Grunt.
Then do not call. Do not, can't stress that enough. Do not call this station. At all. Ever.
If you do, you're instantly disqualified.
From working here. That is quite correct.
Forever.
Because they're very annoyed. Write if you want, or you can fax while I'm on the air, and the fax number is 0541 596979, outline why we should give you an unpaid position. I don't know, maybe it's just me, being old and grizzled and, you know, set in my ways and you know, actually having a job. But I don't really get this whole working for nothing thing, do you? And radio stations kind of live on that. They, you know, they get the sort of school leavers and college graduates and so on and so forth coming in and do unpaid work for a week. It's amazing to me that there's this never-ending stream of them.
Yeah, but I mean, I did hospital radio for a few years just to get experience.
Oh, well, that's different. I mean, your hospital radio you did for your own benefit, right? You did it because it was fun. You didn't come and make tea for hospital radio DJs, yeah. Did you?
And I don't want to sound awfully selfish about this, but I didn't actually do it for the patients. I did it for me, which
of
I think,
course.
In fairness, is what people who get into hospital radio do. It's outrageous. True, they do. Outrageous. They all want to be DJs, and
Who goes to hospital radio could give a damn one way or the other about the patients. That's right. Got nothing to do with it. They want to be DJs and play, and when they get to the little radio station, they find to their dismay that it's all, you know, Matt Monro records, when they actually want to play some Jimi Hendrix and Yngwie Malmsteen. But it's, you know, stuck with Andy Williams playing Whistling in the Dark, and Matt Monro doing whatever the hell it is he used to do, and, you know, the occasional Frank Sinatra track. It's talking up to the vocals and saying, well, the weather's going to be like this. Okay, here's what for Ward 6.
It's 7 minutes to 8.
Yeah. No, it's 7 minutes to the top of the hour.
Oh, sorry. 7 big minutes to the top of the hour.
Yeah, yes. Or big 208 minutes to the top of the hour on wonderful radio Luxembourg. All that crap that they used to, and some still do. Mentioning no names.
But not Radio Luxembourg.
Oh, we can mention Radio Luxembourg because it doesn't exist anymore.
That's right.
It's gone. History.
You were there once.
Arrivederci. Yes, I was. It was talking about the BBC chucking out all of their old tapes of Peter Cook and Dudley Moore and so on and so forth. Radio Luxembourg had a similar faux pas. It was dreadful. I came into work once. And they have, Radio Luxembourg is the world's oldest commercial radio station. They've been on the air, I think, since 1936, something like that. And they kept all of their old 78s, because it used to be 78s. When I was there, it was all records, and they had these huge record decks set into a desk that could go for 78, 45, 33. You buy a record deck now, and you're lucky if it goes 45. Or 33, you know, you get a fancy schmancy hi-fi record deck, and 33 is about all it does. It used to go up to 75, and the old 78s. I don't know if you ever held one in your hand. They're very delicate. They're very heavy, and they will break if you breathe on them. And of course, they're priceless. You're unreplaceable. Wonderful old stuff. Big band sounds from the, you know, the 1930s, all of that sort of, you know, the flapper era and all that. Oh, it's just wonderful. And I come in one day, and they've stacked them. They've taken them from the storeroom, and they've stacked them in the corridor. They've stacked them horizontally, 6 foot high, and about sort of 12 foot along. And anybody who's knows anything about old 78s will realize that the bottom 3 feet at least were all broken because the weight would crush them. So at least half were just broken by the manner in which they were storing them. And I couldn't believe it, because they're so heavy, there's very little you could do with them. I couldn't, like, take them home, because you could only carry, you know, a couple of dozen of them, and most before your arms fell off. And so I thought, well, you know, at least, like, the top 3 feet by 11 feet are okay. You know, there's thousands of old wonderful 78s, which, you know, that's history right there. At least they'll be fine. And I come in the next day, and somebody walks by me with a wheelbarrow full of them, and walks into the back of a truck and just dumps them in the back of a truck. Stunning. They're picking them up and throwing them into the back of the, just chucking them all away. I almost broke down and cried. I got about a half a dozen of them, and from the rest of them were just like tiny little bits. Painful to watch. But that's the modern world for you. They just don't care about history. Here's Nikki the newsreader. She's got our rubber news tonight, ladies and gentlemen, remember? Do you have rubber news for us? She does. Rubber news.
And doesn't she look elegant this evening?
Elegant, swellegant. Man, you look suave. 0500-1053-89, free call. Here's one. We should have an all seven. We're going to do a punk Friday when we come back, because we're not on tomorrow night because of the football. But following Friday, we're going to do a punk Friday. Then we're going to do all 78s. Do you have any 78s of your own, Kev?
No, I don't.
And do we have a record player in here that plays 78s, or does it only go up to 45?
Well, we can get one.
We'll do it. All 78s, all Friday long, after we do another punk night, and we're going to do that in a couple of weeks' time. Assuming we're still here. Hello, Jason.
Hello.
How's it going?
Yeah, I'm alright. I want to talk about cycling.
Cycling?
Yeah. I'd like to say that, you're a puss, mate.
Moron. Here's one in, Street.
Hi.
Street?
Hi.
Is there a place called Street?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Yeah, it's near Glastonbury.
Near Glastonbury?
Yeah.
A place called Street?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Did you go to the festival?
No, I didn't go this year. I'm so glad I didn't. Blimey, because I went the previous year, not last year when it rained, but the previous famous year it rained, 19, yeah. Whatever it was. It was a total nightmare. So I'm so utterly thrilled that I didn't go this year, because apparently this last year was the worst it's ever been.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Anyway. Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah, hi. Well, I'm on there.
You have been for almost a minute, yeah.
Okay, you were talking about rats a few days ago.
About what?
Rats.
Rats, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And, I'm just saying that I've got a pet rat. And,
right.
I think it's a bit tight that you were saying how bad they were.
What kind of a rat is it, sir?
Normal rat.
A normal rat? Well, what is a normal rat?
Well, it's just, about 6 inches long.
A normal rat.
Yeah.
Well, as long as you enjoy it, that's the main thing, I suppose.
And now for the rubber news. A Scottish cliff is to be reproduced in rubber for a New York Science Museum. The 20-foot-high latex cast will be part of a display of the world's most famous geological features. And the Australian swimming team are using rubber condoms to help their training for the next Olympics. Apparently, they're used to show the importance of maintaining a rigid torso whilst kicking. Absolutely. Talk radio satellite weather. Thundery downpours likely everywhere. The only parts that will escape the rain will be the south, and that's overnight. Talk radio news time, 3 minutes past
blimey,
eight.
You were too quick. I haven't got my effects.
I knew I'd
get you
one day.
That was very unpleasant of you. Well,
I'm really sorry.
Let's do the flash thing together. Are you ready?
Okay, go on.
Together.
Award-winning talk radio, getting better and better.
Across the UK.
Across the UK. We don't just bring you the best, we bring you the very best.
The very best for talk.
On 10:53 and 10:89 AM.
There was an old lady from Clyde who ate 90 apples and died. Inside they lamented, the apples fermented and made cider inside her inside.
Do I make you laugh?
A little bit.
I'm funny to you? I'm here to amuse you? Has anybody mentioned that you laugh like a girl?
When people pay their fares on the buses, they stink of...
That was actually the Minister for Transport.
It's, the boss.
Oh!
I never listen. I try not to listen.
Me too. Especially for my own show. 60% apparently believe that using asterisks to obscure four-letter words nearly adds to their illicit status. And I say that those people can go themselves.
Nick Abbott.
I don't know, I think it does actually increase the illicitness of that whole thing. I think that bird, it's scaring me now. I don't know whether you've done the right thing there, Kev.
Oh, we didn't say anything rude.
No,
we haven't done anything wrong.
When I did it, I didn't say anything at all. I just didn't... Because it sounds like you're covering up a bad word, but I didn't say anything, did I?
Well, are you saying I'm trying to get you into trouble?
Well, it sounds like.
Get your complaints.
Yeah.
The boss said he hasn't had enough complaints.
He did actually say that, didn't he?
Yeah.
He said it to me. Is he insane?
Watch him flooded now. Did you snort there?
No. Here's one in Southend. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Nick. Hi, Kev Vicky. How are you?
It's Kevzilla, if you don't mind. Let's get it right, shall we?
Okay, then. How are you, guys?
If you're talking to me, it's Kevzilla.
If you're talking to his little friend,
it's
Godzuki.
Yeah, but I'm talking to Nick.
Hi, Sarah. Hi,
how are you? I've got a pet name for Nick.
Oh, shut up, Kev.
Anyway. Yeah, shut up, Kev. Yeah, no, seriously, just shut up, Kev. Really. Yak, 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 yak. Get your own show.
All right, I will.
Hello, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
I'd just like to say, first of all, that I converted 3 people to your show, so can I have a prize pack?
Oh, a prize pack? No.
Oh, please.
3 people. No, 3 people gets you a pop-up toaster. If you can get over 1,000, then I think it's a return trip to Paris.
Yeah, but I've been waiting ages to see your picture on the internet, and I haven't seen it.
To see my picture on the internet?
Yeah, you know that guy sent you that photo, that, what's it called, those disposable cameras?
Yeah.
On your Saturday show?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's been like over months.
Oh, it was probably a faker. He's probably at home using them for his own, you know, amusement.
Mind you, I don't know which website they're on, because, you know, I've discovered there are another two unofficial websites which are currently being set up, which is...
How many in all?
It must be getting on for six, at least now.
That's six people who have far too much time on their hands. I think in amongst those six, there will be loads of pictures of me. Probably every picture, every, you know, professional picture that's ever been taken of me, apart from the one which I had to, you know... pay the photographer a lot of money to keep quiet about.
Oh, and second of all, right, you know that work experience, are you still looking for some?
Kind of, yes. What qualifications would you bring to this post? Sarah, why on earth should we hire you?
Because I love making coffee.
Yeah.
That's it, basically.
That's it? You don't have any more qualifications than you love making coffee?
Yeah.
What if we want tea?
I can do that as well.
Oh, talk about ambidextrous. She goes both ways. Well, okay, we'll note you down, Sarah.
Okay.
And we'll let you know.
Oh, and one more thing before we cut
out. And
another
thing.
Can you describe Kev and Sick Boy?
Describe Kev and Sick Boy?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, I can't see him at the moment because the lights are all in my eyes.
Yeah, let's keep it like that.
No, seriously, it's actually quite...
I can imagine Kev is really fat.
It's quite aggravating.
Whoa, hold on, just a damn second here. And I'm sorry to use that, you know, use such language, but mm-hmm. Sarah, please, you know, not everything in radio is as it seems.
No, but you sound fat.
Oh, I sound fat, do I? And you want to know what you sound like? Easy.
Go on then, give me a best shot.
No, I can't, I'm the producer, I'm meant to be responsible.
Okay. No, it's because Sick Boy sounds really nice, so...
Oh, he's got a soft spot for Sick Boy. Sick Boy looks like he's got a sort of one of those tin haircuts. It's he's dyed it. It's not a completely successful dye job. It's kind of like bright orange around the roots.
But his skin's kind of yellowy as well.
Uh-huh.
And because he has bulgy eyes, it makes him look a bit like Bart Simpson.
Oh,
that's quite cute.
Defend me, Nikki. Defend me.
Oh, I think you're really sweet.
Yeah. Nikki, the newsreader, is getting in on this whole act. You should be the stern figure of authority in the corner, Nikki, the newsreader. You're not supposed to show warmth at all. It's supposed to be like a hard, brittle exterior that you're supposed to express here. Get with it, woman. No, Sick Boy, he's kind of like, as I say, it's a bright orange bleach blonde hair.
Yeah.
Sort of bright orange skin. And in fact, he looks like Get Ready to Go on a traffic light.
And what about you?
Are you getting ready to go, Sarah?
No.
Because time is running out.
Oh, no.
Oh. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. Here's one in Orpington. Hello, Nick.
Hi there.
Nick.
How are you?
All right.
Hey, I've been waiting ages.
Sounds like you've been...
about Webber.
It sounds like you've been amusing yourself while you've been waiting.
I certainly. You juggle balls?
Say that again.
You juggle balls? Anyway.
Do I juggle balls?
Well, that's another thing I picked up in London. That's a funny policeman.
He's picked up some balls in London.
Certainly.
I don't doubt it for a second, Nick.
I just come out from America. You know, it's funny here. It's a real nice country.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to buy half of it, but they wouldn't let me.
Right, you went to Canada and...
No. I love London. How are you doing, Nick?
I'm okay.
I listened to you many times.
You went into a bar?
You know Webbets?
You went into a bar, the Savoy? Is this old one coming at you?
No. I've never been to the Savoy.
And somebody said,
I bought it.
Would you like to drink Canada Dry? And you went there and did.
Yeah, I'm Wesco. I'm only a Webbet. You're my Webbets of Webbets. Huh? Well, you're going quiet on me. You're doing a James Whale.
He's a wabbit.
You know James Whale?
No, I think we need to get, who's the little character with the shotgun who goes after the rabbit? That's the name I was trying to remember. That's where it all went quiet for a second there, and my mind was just whirring, and you could virtually hear it from in there. My mind was whirring so far. He's the wabbit. We need Elmer Fudd in here. Get out, or just anybody with a big gun. 0500 1053 89. Free call. Here's one in Shepton Mallet. Hello, Dan.
How are you?
All right.
Okay, look, I've got a story, right? I think there's like three things I want to say. If I get through them all, then maybe I will, but maybe I won't. But the first thing is, right, this thing that happened with a girl in Cardiff, where I'm at university there. And I'm just phoning up basically because I'm bored, but I thought I'd tell you the story. And I'm thinking about getting in touch with her again because I said the most offensive thing I've ever said to anybody in my entire life. And basically the story is this. I was in the Tav, which is the university pub, and I had gone to, well, me and my mates were meant to be going up there, and they all didn't want to go at the last minute, but I wanted to go desperately. I haven't got a girlfriend at the moment, and that was partly why. And we went in there anyway. I went to meet my flatmates in there, and they'd gone, and I just bought a pint. So I basically went up. I saw, I'll look for sort of some females. I'm not like a pervert, like anything like that, you know. But I saw two girls, and they were like stood there, and so I just went up to them, and I basically talked my way into having a conversation with them. And we got on absolutely brilliantly. And I don't know if you know this yourself. Do you go to Brunel University?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you've probably done this yourself when you've had like loads, and you're like just approaching women kind of thing when you're drunk, yeah.
And you think you are a god, Dean Martin himself. Yeah.
But this one went really well. I mean, obviously I've had times when it's gone badly and stuff because you have that.
And in your mind, you were thinking. And that's what you were thinking. That's what you were thinking in your mind, Dan. You thought, "Good grief, I've been blessed with more than my share."
I was thinking more along the lines of
my fair share of happiness.
I know. I was thinking more along the lines of that porn music sound effects that you have.
Oh,
which
we don't.
Incidentally, I've been trying to find in shops. And,
we don't use that kind of thing here.
Oh, okay. But anyway, it was all going great, and these two girls were just fantastic. And I was thinking, as the evening was going on, we were all drinking together. And I was thinking, this is going amazing. And we went back to their house, and yeah, that's the one. And. The blonde one, there's a blonde one and a brown-haired one, and I absolutely fell in love with the blonde one, and I thought, blimey, this is, like, just amazing, I couldn't believe this.
Did you say, I really love you?
No, I didn't say that. No, I was being coherent, and it was intelligent, innovative, creative conversation. It was all going fantastically well. And, but then her friend was basically sick everywhere, and I sort of had to take her home, and I ended up staying the night with her, but I didn't do anything, because I fancied a friend.
Right, it's the Technicolor Yodel.
I know. And, anyway, to cut a long story short, I went after this blonde girl and she was sort of seeing somebody, but she apparently was interested in me. So I went back to the other girl's house, the brown-haired girl, and I said, look, I really do like your friend Liz. Is she, what's the story there? Is she interested? And she said, oh no, well she's moving away from Cardiff back to London where she lives. And I don't think it's really sort of on there. And I said, oh, right, anyway, what about you? Are you sort of available? And I didn't realise what I'd said until the morning. That is quite a bad thing to say, isn't it?
And did you ever manage to remove the high heel from your ear?
It's still in there now.
Is it?
Yeah, and it's been dislodged slightly, but it's still there. And, but the thing I was thinking was going actually, sort of, I'm moving back to Cardiff because I'm, I've got like a month and a half left till university starts. I was actually thinking of going and making my peace with her because we got on brilliantly well until that one, it was a harmless prank gone wrong. Except I didn't realise it was a harmless prank.
Yeah, well, Dan, my guess is she'll never want to see your peace again.
Nick Abbott on Talk Radio.
Free call 0500 1053 89.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
Who's gonna do that? Did you see Carol on the TV last night?
You know what? I did. I didn't see the whole program. I saw the last two guests. I didn't see her stand up and does she do a comic monologue at the beginning?
She does. I think she does a bit of a monologue. I didn't see it all last night.
She looked great.
She did look great, didn't she?
And she looked as though she'd been doing it forever. She was very relaxed and very professional. Nothing fazed her. She was talking to a bloke with funny hair. And,
Jamie Theakston.
No, it was John Ronson, who's a columnist, I think, and some other bloke. I didn't really know who he was. He's an actor, perhaps, something like that. Dan, are you still there?
I am, yeah. I was
Why?
Just talking to my brother, because I wanted to talk about another thing, and it was about pornography.
No.
It's nothing defensive, honestly.
Nothing defensive?
Or offensive.
No, it's just you've
or
had enough of your time now, Dan.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Let the bloke hang on there for a second, and, No, she did. She looked great, and somebody should give her her own show. I was very impressed, because you know somebody, and you see them on TV, and you never know what it's going to be like. You might be, like, deeply embarrassed. You never want to show your face to them again.
Well, maybe she'll win Best Newcomer next year, and she'll get her own show, like Graham Norton did.
Oh, that's right.
Who was hosting the Jack Doherty show while Jack was on holiday. And
that's right. I thought that, yeah. And no, but I was deeply impressed and, you know, surprised, because how do you know how somebody's going to be until you actually see them do it on TV, right?
Yeah. I know.
Because I've met people who are on TV and they're not anything like they are on TV in real life. And you think, this, you know, this person will never make anything. They go on TV and suddenly it's ta-da!
Have you seen Graham Norton's show?
Yeah, I saw it.
I saw a bit of it last week. There were a couple of good gags in it.
Really?
Mm. I was quite impressed, because I'm not a huge fan, because I don't think he's that funny, but you know, it was actually pretty good.
The unique problem with, and it's all a copy of American shows, right? It's all basically David Letterman.
Oh, I've got some news for you, actually.
And you got a tape?
No, because it's not on until next week. But you know what else? That channel, which we shouldn't really name too much.
Paramount.
Yeah. Are you ready for this?
Don't tell me.
No, I have to.
All right, then.
They just bought Larry Sanders as well.
Ah!
And on their teletext service, their mailbox thing, they all went loopy at the fact that we mentioned them last week. So having mentioned them again, they'll go loopy again.
Well, I hope they get the idea and start sending me some tapes. Blimey. No, seriously, I mean, how many mentions does it take?
Of course, Nick doesn't mean that.
No, that's not what I mean. That's not what I'm after. It's just that I see those schedules and I draw. That's all. Everything that I watch is on that channel. Every single stinking thing. And we have to wait till Channel 4 gets their act together to show it, you know, three years after it's actually been out.
Mm.
Or BBC 2, that's, you know, occasionally they'll come up with a good one, like Larry Sanders.
Yeah, I mean, you've got BBC 2, which...
They show it like, you know, one day it's at 11:30, and then the next week it's at 12:10, and then the next week they don't show it at all, and then the next week it's, you know, hello, you missed the series.
So you're going to get Larry Sanders and Letterman.
All right, stop talking.
Frasier.
Oh, I'm so depressed.
Okay, I'll cheer you up.
Seinfeld. Oh, wow, at least that's half an hour in my evening. If I had the channel, that would be half an hour in my evening where I'd go and cook tea.
Seinfeld's so unfunny.
Boring. The only funny thing in Seinfeld is where the guy with the weird hair bursts into a room.
Yeah, Kramer.
No, Carol, I thought, was very, very impressive, and somebody should give her own show. But as I was saying before, all those talk shows have the basic problem, is it's copying the format of the States. The difference being, we don't have the guests.
True.
In America, it's a never-ending stream of guests, because they got all the TV stars, they got all the movie stars, you know, everybody's over there. And over here we've got, you know, it's like, there aren't any stars here at all, like, at all.
Well, Nick, be fair, Paul Ross was on with Carol a couple of nights ago.
Fine, and if she was on 5 days a week, she does Paul Ross and she does Zoe Ball and, you know, whoever else she's had that people have heard of, and that's probably the Jack Doherty show in all. It's just not nobody to go on the show.
Get Leo Sayer, Bernie Clifton.
You know, exactly my point. So what's up, Dan?
Well, before I actually say what I was going to say about pornography, you know this work experience thing that you've got going on?
Yeah.
Is it like... You need no qualifications or some qualifications or what?
Dan, you cannot commute from Shepton Mallet.
I don't live here normally. I live in Cardiff normally.
Well, you can't commute from Cardiff either. Are you mad?
I know people in London. I can live in London for a week or however long it is.
No, you're beginning to sound too desperate. We don't want anybody who's dead. We want people who are, you know, really calm and cool and collected about it and couldn't care less one way or the other.
All right.
We don't want fans.
No, I'm not a fan. I'm going into radio myself.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's why.
But never mind.
Don't do it.
No. You said that to me last... I've actually spoken to you before about that, and you said that to me last time, but I've got my own show coming up anyway.
Your own show?
Mm-hmm.
On?
In Cardiff.
Wonderful Radio Cardiff.
The student FM station.
And what are you going
to
be doing?
Loads of stuff, like talking and having mock phone-ins to, about, phoning up for, like, a, you know, fake interviews and stuff like that, and talking about... different kinds of stuff.
Okay, well, good luck for opening the phones on a student radio station. I'll tell you how many people will call. Nobody, not one single stinking person will call you on your student radio station.
But if I know about 50 people, I can get them to phone in.
They won't do it. They'll be out. They couldn't care less.
No.
It might be a deeply important thing to you, but they could not care less.
If your mates care, and they will do it.
Well, I've got friends. Not one single friend of mine listens to my shows.
But no, but if you were breaking into it, and they said, oh, well, listen to it to see what it's like, because our mate's going on the radio, and it might be a laugh, and if you've got confidence in your ability, then you can do it.
What if you're crap?
What if you're not crap? You were crap when you started, weren't you?
Oh, you're one of these, the glasses half full people, aren't you?
No. I'm just like, maybe it's a clash. Anyway, can I talk about the personality, the porn thing?
Oh, I don't know. I'm a bit hesitant about this.
Why?
Because it's porn. Why? Are you serious?
And my parents are about to come in the house.
Are they?
As well, yeah.
Uh-oh, duck and colour.
All right, then. Well, the thing is, right, every bloke likes porn, I would guess.
Yeah, that's what the Pope says. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And there's a big stigma about it in this country, isn't there? Like, you know, like normal porn, healthy stuff, not stuff with kids and
okay,
animals.
Yeah, right, I don't think we actually want to have this conversation, do
we? No, we do.
And Kev, our Invigilator General, seems to have left the building. He's so upset by this whole conversation, he's gone.
Okay, but basically, I'm just talking about, like, saying buying a general magazine in a shop.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with that at all, is it? It's like a natural...
Except you don't want to be seen walking out of the shop with a magazine.
Or you don't want to buy it if there's a female serving.
Or if there's anybody happen to be in the shop to see you pull it off the shelf.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you buy a local paper so you can put it inside if they don't happen to have a bag handy behind the counter.
That's true. Or they do have a bag that's transparent normally.
Mm-hmm. You could put it in the sun. Oh, no, that wouldn't work.
No, it's the same thing. But the thing, if you're like a newsagent, and you look at any guy in the newsagent, they flick their eyes up to the top shelf and then they look away again quickly and they loiter around it. And then it's like looking at FHM because that's an X-based thing, or Loaded or something like that.
Yes.
You know, they're not going to go for the full deal. And the other day, and the first time in like about four or five years, I actually bought one of these damn things. And it was all right. It was good enough. It was what you expect. But why did I feel so nervous going to buy it? Because it's
I don't know. You should stride in there with confidence, man. Say, I'd like breasts monthly and, you know, a subscription to Legs...
Have you ever bought one yourself?
Legs Weekly.
Have you bought one yourself?
And a packet of your extra-large condoms, madam.
Have you ever bought one yourself?
No, that would be wrong and against my religious beliefs. But
okay.
Thanks for asking, Dan. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. Here's one in... it's a mobile. Let's take immediately. It's a chap called Kevin. Hello.
Hello, Nick.
Kevin.
Yeah, hello, mate. I want to know what the weather's going to be tomorrow, because Nicky never said it.
She did. She just ran through it so quick. I wasn't ready.
She did tonight's weather, mate.
I don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
That would be my guess.
Yep.
Where are you going tomorrow?
I'm going fishing, mate.
Well, it's perfect fishing weather.
Brilliant.
Any weather is perfect fishing weather, Kevin, because the fish is already wet. Thanks for asking. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. Here is, we need too many blokes. Where are the women? Come on. Let's have a priority for women. We've got only one woman on the board. That's awful. Here's a call. Who's been waiting the longest? Ipswich. Hello, Richard.
Nick.
Richard.
How you doing?
All right.
Good. The girl earlier on was talking about spotting UFOs in Cornwall.
Yeah.
I don't know if your listeners are interested, but tonight, between 10:15 and 10:20, the Mir space station is going to go over at the southeast of England.
Really? How do you know that?
I picked it up off the net. If you look, it's going to go from west to east, and it's going to go right over the top of the southern part of England.
Well, anywhere, give us a specific?
Well, I mean, I'm in Ipswich, and it literally goes... Yeah, sweeps right across the bottom of the country.
And it's going to go over how fast? I mean, it'll be a flash, right?
No,
crawl
it takes,
across the sky.
It takes 7 to 8 minutes.
7 to 8 minutes to go across the sky? Wow, so and it will... But surely there aren't any lights on it, or it's going to catch the light from the sun, is that what you say?
It catches the light from the sun in the solar array.
So it'll look like a very slow shooting star.
Indeed.
Brilliant. And it's going to go what time tonight?
Between 10:15 and 10:20.
10:15 and 10:20. I want every single person in this audience to go out to the nearest field and take your stereo and play your Pink Floyd music and light your joysticks and watch for the moving lights.
The only problem is, I'm now looking out my window and it looks a bit cloudy.
Yeah, probably a complete cloud cover. Yes, you'll have to go up in your helicopters
first, right.
To above the cloud cover, and then you can enjoy it at your leisure.
Yeah, the other thing, and another thing, have you ever seen in the press or the magazines any of the photographs from the moon landing?
Eh?
Have you ever heard of a magazine called The 14 Times?
Yeah.
Yeah. They did a little bit about 2 months ago on the moon landings. They had a load of photographs in there, and some expert had examined them, and he reckoned they were all fake.
Fake, you say?
Yeah.
Well, they mocked it up like they did in that movie, whatever it was called, and they all...
Capricorn 1.
Capricorn 1, and they all went into a warehouse.
That's the one.
And they mugged it up, and we've all been taken for fools.
That's right.
Richard, you are...
crazy.
0500 1053 89. It's a free call. Here's one in Woodbridge. Hello, Nigel.
Hello there, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hiya, yeah. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, hiya. My missus, yeah? Marie? Hello?
Here's one in Birmingham. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, Sarah.
I'm just ringing up, if you can give me some more information on the work experience.
The work experience?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you'll have to turn the radio down, dear, because we're hearing what we said 7 seconds ago.
Yeah.
We're running a delay here.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
And what have you done so far in your life?
I've been working in a shop.
What kind of a shop?
Uh-huh.
What kind of a shop?
I've done a news agent's. And I've done like a bit of work experience in my sister's place, accountancy. I've done lots of different things.
And you live in Birmingham?
Yep.
Well, we're in London, dear. You can't commute from Birmingham.
I could.
No, you couldn't. It would cost you a fortune. We're not actually going to pay you.
All right.
I mean, the train from Birmingham to London must be hundreds of pounds now.
Uh-huh.
You prepared to throw all that money away just to come down here and make tea?
Yeah.
Well, then we definitely don't want you because you must be nuts. 0500 1053 89. She was very unsatisfied, wasn't
she'll
she?
She'll never listen again.
Yeah, okay, fine. We don't need you. Here's one in Hartlepool. Hello, Peter.
Hiya, James. Nick. I was telling you a story about a party I went to today, right? It was my friend's birthday, right, and he'd invited loads of these people. Hello?
Yeah.
And there was this girl that I, like, fancied, and so I was going over to her. I didn't see the double-glazed windows, and I smacked straight into them. Why did that hurt? I just got another thing to say. If anybody out there has got any cheats for Gran Turismo, help me. And I've got a joke for you. Right.
It's a kid's joke.
No, it's not a kid's joke.
Isn't it? Oh, can't you give us a kid's joke? One of the jokes that have been running around the playground. Not one of those really dirty, disgusting jokes.
Right, and this is one I learned in school, right? They've been making this a wig for men out of female pubic hair.
Oh, okay. It's like a female pubic hair joke from a prepubescent, it sounds like. That's not the kind of thing we want at all. We want one of those wholesome, nice kids' jokes. Don't you know any kids' jokes?
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Precisely, why did the chicken cross the road?
To get the other side.
Well, I had hoped that we'd have a little twist on that one. That's the worst joke in the world. Come on, think of another one, Peter. Whole life must be spent...
Why did the chicken run across the road?
Why did the chicken...
Times?
Okay, I stepped all over it. Say it again.
Why did the chicken cross the road millions of times?
Why did the chicken cross the road millions of times?
Because his foot was tied to elastic to the lamppost.
Okay, you know what I said about kids' jokes? Painful. 0500 1053 89. We don't want kids. This is an adult radio station. This is not children's radio we're doing here. Here's one in Bournemouth. Hello, Matt.
Hi, I don't know, Nick. Do you believe in fate?
Fate?
Yes, fate.
I don't know.
Strangest thing, there I was sitting in my computer terminal, typing up CVs, sending them off, saying, offering my services as perhaps an intern, you know, at radio companies, listening to talk radio, and what do you go and say? We want someone for work experience. I think that's fate. What do you think, Nick?
I think Bournemouth is too far away to commute.
Well, there we go. The problem is solved already. My girlfriend lives in London and I have family in London. No problem.
I don't know. You're sounding a bit desperate. What do you think, Kev?
I don't know, Matt, what experience do you have?
Yeah.
Well, I've recently graduated from university.
What did you study?
Communication.
Mm. Communications? What kind of a course is that? Communications?
What we do is we pick up phones and... No, that's a joke. That's what most people assume. Most people assume it's to do with telephones, but it's to do with the media, it's to do with public relations, advertising.
Yeah, but Matt, what experience do you have?
Well, I've got experience with a local hospital radio.
Well, I'll tell you what, Matt, are you at your computer terminal right now?
No, I have to move away to use the phone.
Do you have email?
Yeah, do you have email in your terminal thing?
No, I don't, but actually, after you said about the work experience, I've typed you a letter, which will be in the post in the morning.
Don't have email on your computer? What kind of a computer have you got running over there in Bournemouth?
I'm a poor graduate. I don't
know
what
you're
talking
about. It's a Commodore
64. Does it have the tennis game on it?
I've got the solitaire one, anyway, but not the tennis one.
Okay, you're beginning to sound less and less attractive to us all the time, mate. You sit at home playing solitaire. Mm-hmm, yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Okay, well, listen, it's in the post, and we'll give it our due attention. Thanks
a lot,
mate. 0500 10 and the best of luck. Don't get into this business, seriously. And nobody pays the slightest bit of attention, you know. Everybody says, how do you get in this business? And I say, don't. And just exactly the response that I gave Kenny Everett when he asked me the very same question. Went to you know who Kenny Everett is?
Yeah, of course I do.
One of the greatest DJ that this country's ever produced.
All in the best possible taste.
Oh, that's exactly right, yeah. He was better on the radio than he was on TV, I think. He was.
I thought he was hilarious on TV, though.
Yep. And
it's strange how he and Freddie Mercury both died and they were close friends.
Well, you like some sort of pact, is that what you're suggesting? No, it was, and I went to interview the man, and I, after interviewing him, he said, so what are you going to do? And I said, well, I want to be in radio, and he fell about, and he said, don't do it, do anything else, do not get in this business. And my reaction was exactly what you've just done, Matt. I laughed and thought, no, he's just joking, because it's Kenny Everett, he's at the top of his tree, what could be better than that? Don't do it. Trust me, get a proper job.
But why are you still in it then? You must love it.
Well, I'm still in it because it's the only thing if I gave this up, what would I do? I'd go gardening or something. Actually, I quite like to be a gardener.
Like
I always wanted to be a lumberjack, as a matter of fact, but let's not go down that road. Okay, cheers, mate. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. Here's one in Bristol. Louise, hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Nick. I was just going to say how pathetic women are.
Well, as long as you don't say anything controversial, Louise, that's okay.
No, it's just that I was talking to one of my friends, and she was on about equality between men and women. I'd just like to say, there could never be equality, and she's just stupid to even think there will ever be. Don't you think?
No. What are you talking about, woman?
No, she was on about, you know, the World Cup?
Yeah.
She was saying, you know, how they don't give women footballers a chance. I was just thinking how pathetic she is, because I don't think, could you see a Women's World Cup?
I could imagine it, but I wouldn't watch it. I'm
no.
sorry to break the news to you, but...
I mean, I'm sure there's some women that are good at football,
that wouldn't be my cup of tea.
It's just, she was just, all politically correct. She's just pathetic.
Well, political correctness does get annoying when it goes too far, when it doesn't have any rhyme or reason or logic to it.
Too right.
A lot of political correctness is just about stopping people from saying what they actually mean.
Exactly. That's what I thought.
But yeah, there are certain sports which it would... I mean, you know, women's tennis, for instance, there is an argument that you could say that women's tennis is now a lot more interesting than men's tennis, which is just all serve and, you know, and that's it. You know, you watch Wimbledon, it's just two blokes serving at each other, barely ever get the ball back over the net.
Well, I know some men who just watch it to see a bit of a
to see the old frilly panties.
Flashing,
of course.
But what was she saying? We were watching, I think, ITV or something, and it was like the World Cup coverage, and there was Ronaldo's, I think, girlfriend, and she was playing football, and there was a footage of her really being really crap at football, and they were all laughing at her, and she went really totally ballistic. I was just laughing, really. I mean, they were all making, you know, jokes about her on the panel, on the TV.
Well, I don't know, Ronaldo and his girlfriend, I mean, I think that one of them should concentrate on football. You know, it's too much for both of them to do it at the same time. They're going to have to have a discussion between the two of them.
Yeah.
And one of them is going to have to do the football, and the other is going to have to, you know, buy... whatever. I was going to say something really sexist for a second there. But I'm sure she doesn't go out and buy handbags and dresses.
No,
and,
she's very
go to Prada and Gucci, you know, day in, day out, and go and have lunch and stuff like that. I'm sure she's out there down the pit.
Yes.
But, you know, one of them has to go down the pit and one of them has to play football, and they should decide which is which.
Yeah, definitely. And my friend was saying, you know, just because she's blonde, they're saying all these things about her. But it's not that, though. Not, I don't think it is.
Are you blonde, Louise?
No, I'm not. I've got dark hair.
And do you assume that girls with blonde hair are naturally more stupid than you?
No, I don't. Definitely not.
But you seem to come out with all this sexist claptrap about women are not equal. I mean, what was that all about when you first came?
But we're not, though, are we?
Believe... Well, what do you mean by not equal? Do you mean they're equal as citizens? Of course.
Oh, no, in some things. I'm saying that women are better at some things than men are, and men are just better at some things than women. And she thinks that, you know, women can do things just as well as men can.
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say. Women, she is quite right. You are quite right in saying that men cannot do some things as well as women do, and women cannot do some things as well as men do, because we ain't the same, and there's no point in saying that we are. But as I thought that you were trying to tell me that men were better than women, like as citizens they were superior,
which
of course is rubbish. Because nobody at all, no matter what they are or do, is are superior to anybody else. That's fascism.
Definitely not. I didn't mean that. I was just saying that, you know, it's, don't you think that a lot in, like, television and stuff, they're portrayed as, you know, they say, you know, stereotype blondes and other people. They do, definitely. And I was just trying to say that to her, and she just doesn't grasp it.
Well, of course, but a part of that is jealousy, because people want blonde hair. Generally, people want to be good-looking and
exactly.
have blonde hair. And when they see somebody who is good-looking and has blonde hair, then they then there's something else that they have to bring them down about, you know, because they feel that that person is superior to them, and they feel inferior, which causes them internal grief. And so there is got to be something about them, and so the easiest thing to hang on them is stupidity.
Exactly. I was just going to say that, as a woman, I'm definitely not pathetic. So, quite honestly, I'm tough and independent, and let's just say I could fight anybody.
And what do you do for work?
Me? I'm a student.
And what do you study?
Sorry?
You study?
I look after children.
Well, what could be better than that? You study, you're a student, but you look after children. That's your
course?
No,
sorry, I study to be a nursery nurse.
A nursery nurse, which is kind of one of those stereotypically female things.
Exactly.
But if that's what you're happy doing, then we're happy for you to do it. Somebody's got to.
Yeah, definitely.
Excellent. Thanks, Louise.
Bye.
Where would we be without you? 0500 1053 89. Kev, I can't remember if I've mentioned that your mama is so fat that she wakes up in sections. Oh, the kid earlier on rang in and said that one, didn't he?
Yeah.
I have been usurped.
Do him. Sick one, do him. You're fired.
Thanks.
Don't boo the presenter.
Okay.
Your mama is so fat, God couldn't light Earth till she moved. I'm expecting adverts any moment now.
Well, not for 2 minutes.
Oh, no, that means... No, it's...
Okay, fine.
All right, I'll do another one.
And do
then,
another one.
Then you're bound to get it right.
I might.
Right. When are you leaving to go on holiday?
Not soon enough.
I have to do this one in an American accent. You'll like this. Kev, your mama is so fat it takes her 2 trips to whole ass.
Talk Radio. Free call 0500 1053 89. Talk Radio. Putting you on the air. Nick Abbott.
I mean, he's a stand-up guy. He really cares about you, too.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
But mostly...
Hello? Hello?
He's my favourite.
Hello?
Hello? 0500 1053 89, free call as we continue to speed through them. Let's give everybody a chance. Here's one in London. Hello, Ellen.
Hello?
Ellen.
Hi.
It's Ellen the Degenerate.
No.
What's going on, Ellen?
Well, when I turned on the radio, I heard people talking about a work training program.
Yeah.
But I wanted to find out what that was all about.
Oh, my God.
Hmm.
Where are you from, Ellen?
I'm from the U.S.
Yep. Can you be slightly more specific?
About an hour out of New York City.
New York.
Mm-hmm.
About an hour out. Albany.
Well, actually in Connecticut.
Schenectady.
Connecticut?
Where?
No, that's not it. Where? It's Massachusetts.
Right.
Where in Connecticut? Hello?
Oh.
L.
On the beach.
Yeah, I know, but...
On the beach?
It's a big place, isn't it?
It's L on the beach.
Are you from Stamford?
No, but near that. 20 minutes. 20 minutes away.
Are you from... I don't know.
Where is this going, Kev?
I'm just trying to find out where...
Why?
What's your address?
Don't tell him.
No, do.
What are you doing over here, dear?
My family's living here.
Why?
For some couple of years.
Why?
I'm joining on my father's work.
On the run?
Yes. No.
Okay, so what do you do?
Well, I just graduated from college.
You know, Ellen, for an American, you're not very talkative. Normally, you put a microphone in an American's face and they'll just yak the place down. The British are very backward about coming forward about that kind of thing. You look at an American news item about, you know, some disaster that's happened, and you point a microphone at an American and they'll give you a precise and exact description of what happens in as few words as is necessary to convey the details of the event. And you put the same microphone in front of a British person's face and it'll be like, this thing came out of nowhere and it's like, I don't really know. And you're not really passing this test then, and come on, get with it.
Maybe I've adapted to here.
You're just putting the accent on for fun. What qualifications do you have? What have you done before? You done anything in radio?
I had 6 years of college and high school radio experience.
Doing what?
The station where I worked, we basically programmed and produced all of our shows on a... The shows are on a weekly basis.
She sounds highly qualified. What are you doing during the day?
Now I'm still looking for things to do.
I thought you said you were working with your dad.
No, he's working here and I'm living here.
Right. Well, put your CV on a piece of paper and stick it in the post.
Okay.
Do you know what the address is?
No.
Me either. What is it?
It's the Nick Abbott radio broadcast. Is that you?
Yep.
Talk Radio, P.O. Box 1089, London W1A1PP.
PP is the most important part of that address, Ellen. I want you to put that in really big letters. 1PP, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll look forward to hearing from you.
Great, thank
Have
you.
Have a nice day.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 0500 1053 89, free call. This whole job thing is getting out of hand. Here's one in Sheffield. Hello, John.
Hi, Nick.
John.
Hiya, great show. I've listened to you for years. You've been on different stations and that.
Here, there and everywhere, baby.
Oh, of course, you get around, so I've heard. Look, I like the way that you give Kev steak. He deserves it.
He does deserve it. Kev is a complete pain in the neck, and he's going away...
I don't know what any of you look like, but I've heard you describe yourself as a Andy Crane lookalike.
More David Duchovny these days, I think.
Is he?
Yeah, that's what Mike Allen reckons, and I agree with Mike, because Mike is the icon.
You sure he doesn't look like Gillian Anderson?
No, I think we'd mention it more if he did.
Yeah. Look, I rang about the Danny Kaye films.
Yeah.
You know, that I thought that, you know, you've gone on about the, is it Flagging with a Dragon or something?
Flagging with a Dragon, the brew that is true and the blah, 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 and so on and so forth. I never can remember it,
It was a gourd with a sword.
A gourd?
With a sword.
What's that?
A gourd, it's a strange kind of chalice kind of... I don't know.
The chalice with the palace.
Something that short medieval people...
Has the brew that is true... And the, something and so on, and this, that, and the other.
Yeah, well, yeah. I was sad enough to actually own that on video some years ago.
And what's the movie called?
Jester. Court Jester.
The Court Jester. Well, I wish they'd shown on TV again.
Oh, well, yeah, I waited for it for ages, and they never played it, and I bought the video, and they played the damn thing about a week after I'd bought it.
I tell you what, they've just re-released something that we play a lot here, and I can't remember what it was. My jaw fell open. I couldn't believe what I was looking at when I watched the TV the other day. Something has just been re-released that we play a lot here, and it's just gone out of my mind. What is it?
It's not Happiness, is it?
Agadoo. Less about that, the better.
Maybe it's Agadoo. Agadoo is back. That's right. Agadoo, do, do, do. Push banana.
I went to a pub and played that. Me and my mate, we used to have those repeat things. You know the jukeboxes that you could put 10 pences in?
Yeah.
A long time ago.
You didn't.
Oh, we did. And we snuck out of the pub and just listened inside. We played it and it went on 10 times. And I think by the time we went back in, people's eyeballs had rolled clean up into the top of their heads and they were all morons.
And reaching for the sharp cutlery, probably.
Probably.
Thanks a lot, John. Now you've really upset me too, because I'm going to have to play it now.
I'm not going to go on about the life.
Limey. Kev's doing the dance.
I'm trying to remember how the dance goes.
Worst thing I've ever seen. To the right. Jump up and down and to the knees. Yeah.
Come and dance every
night.
Sing the Hula melody.
Nick.
Yeah. I like what you have to say about the licensing laws. It was a leading question, really, with the Danny Kaye thing, going on to the licensing laws, of course.
Well, I've been whining about it on the air for years.
I always have as well.
For about a decade.
I'm 32 now, and I've been going on about it for a long time. I'm going to be an old man by the time this country gets up with the rest of the world.
I know, and because they've just recently started saying, oh, well, we're thinking about 24-hour licensing, don't think that the fight is over, because it ain't. The church, You know, not just, you know, all of the, I use that as a grouping all religions together. Yeah. They're going to start puffing and panting.
Exactly.
And saying, oh, no, it's disgraceful, and we've got to protect the children. You know, they'll pull any argument they can out of the hat to try and prevent us from having a bit of fun.
Well.
Yeah, really, pathetic.
Yeah.
And so we've got that too, and then the Conservatives will say no. People are so stupid in this country that they won't be able to stop drinking, and then the Lords will chip in with their, well, no, I know we've got a 24-hour bar here at the Lords, but, you know, we can't let ordinary people have their way.
This is the country that won 2 world wars and several other battles and everything, yet we can't drink, like, alcohol beyond 11 o'clock.
It's mad. It's part of that whole, we can't have any kind of fun at all, you know, unless you happen to be running the country at the time.
Yeah, or you're in one of those dark suits in the background and
even
all those people.
Yeah, and even now they've said 24 hours is coming. It's coming is exactly the word. It'll be years.
Yeah.
Years and years and years and years and years. We'll be dead by the time it comes there.
Yeah, exactly. I'll probably still get out of my coffin and enjoy, you know.
Well, we'll
join in.
We'll stick a funnel in and do it for you.
And pour some stuff down.
Yeah, you just stay where you are. Thanks a lot, John.
0500 1053 89.
It's a free call. I don't know whether I've mentioned this, by the way, Kev, but your mama is so fat, she lays on the beach and Greenpeace tries to push her back in the water.
Anorax, email Nick now.
mabbott@talk-radio.co.uk.
Talk Radio, I'm Nick Abbott, and the number 0500 1053 89. Let's have one in Pudsey. Hello, Gary, you're on Talk Radio.
Yeah. Hello?
Gary.
Hello, matey. Yeah, I just want to know your views on censorship on TV. Do you think it's getting a bit out of hand now? Hello?
Censorship on TV.
Yeah.
This is what we were talking about last night. You mean censoring swear words on television?
Well, basically, more or less everything, really. You know, sex, violence,
I love the way that people are twin sex and violence, like the two haven't got anything to do with each other. Violence, yeah, I don't particularly want to see, you know, people getting their heads cut off and eyes gouged out and the blood spurting everywhere. No. But, you know, to twin sex and violence in the same thing, you know, if it usually doesn't go well together. So they don't have anything to do with each other, so let's not twin them like that. But no, after 9 o'clock, I think adults should be able to watch whatever they want.
Yeah, and that's the main thing. What really gets me, Nick, right? Because when it gets to a certain time at night, there's nothing there for adults to watch. It's basically suitable for family viewing. Because they don't even use a banana quite watershed anyway.
Well, they kind of do, but I know what you mean. It is annoying that we have to, just because the assumption is that some people in society can't handle it, that the rest of us have to act like idiots too. But this is something we talked about a lot last night. I really don't want to get into the whole thing again tonight, but thanks a lot, mate.
I didn't know about that, but I'll just give you an example, Nick. About 2 years ago, my local ITV station, which is 30 years old this week, showed one of my great movies, which was Quadrophenia.
Yeah.
About the mods in the 70s. And my local ITV station decided to show only 1 hour and 15 minutes of that film.
Well, a pox on them. But like I said, Gary, I don't really want to go into this. And as soon as I said that, you started to go into it. But I've got to go. 0500 1053 89. It's a free call. Here's one in East Grinstead. Hello, William.
Hi, Nick.
William, you're on Talk Radio.
All right. I just wanted to talk about your yodeling tune.
My yodeling tune, yes. Now, the fast one or the slow one?
There's two.
Of course. Slow.
That's the one.
Fast.
Yeah, this is part of the same tune, though, isn't it? Come on.
Get on with it.
Anyway, I was trying to tune my radio into your station and accidentally stumbled across another station that plays country and western.
Yeah.
And they've got a tune out at the moment, which is quite a recent release, and it sounds just like it.
Isn't it? Who is that bloke, the yodeling guy, Kev? It's,
Frank Ifield.
Frank Ifield, yeah. How can you not like Frank?
Never heard of him.
Frank Ifield, of course.
Oh!
He goes.
Well, this actual tune that's out at the moment is by a woman. It might have been Shania Twain or one of these. There is a country and western singer that's got a song in the UK charts at the moment, isn't there? I can't think who it is now.
Yodeling Shania Twain, must be.
Anyway, it just cracked me up because she's doing all this yodeling in it, and it just reminded me of your excerpt.
Reminded you of my excerpt?
Yeah.
No, I've never shown it to you, but thanks a lot, William. 0500-1053-89. It's a free one. Kev looks like he's going to say something.
So,
he's stroking his little beard.
What we need to do, Nick, is we need to find a country and western radio station where we can get this information from.
Yeah, I can't think of one. Can you? Here's one in Hatch End. Hello, Sydney.
Hello, good evening.
Sydney.
I'm a Danny Kaye fan. The greatest artist, I think, the only one comparable today is, of course, Peter Ustinov. But I can tell you the answer to the drink. Do you remember? The Chalice from the Palace, etc.
Yeah.
And the other one was, the one that wasn't right, was the Vessel with a Pestle. P-E-S-T-L-E.
Yeah.
Do you remember? And that was the one you were missing. It was the Chalice from the Palace and the Vessel from the Pestle. Do you remember the film?
Of course, I thought you were going to give us the whole thing.
Well, I almost couldn't. I've been too old to do that. But I just, as soon as you said it, I remembered him saying, sorting out which was the brew that didn't contain the poison.
Well, the brew that was true.
Yeah, the brew that was true. But the
Chalice with the Palace is the brew that was true, and the Vessel with the Pestle
is
the...
Pestle.
I can't remember how he described the rest of it.
Wasn't he terrific? Did you ever see the one where he was going to the cinema and he says, you think you're going to see the picture? But no. And then he went through all the producers and the... Do you ever see that one?
No, you sound like one of those people who goes into a record store and he says, have you got the one that goes...
I did fortunate enough to see him in 1948 in the front row of the Palladium.
What was he doing there? Whose show was he seeing? 0500-1053-89. It's a free call. I got to move on, Sydney. It has been just a thrill and a pleasure talking to you. 0500-1053-89. Here's one in Manchester. Hello, Samantha.
Hello. I'd like to talk about the licensing law.
Yeah, okay, call another show. Here's one in Preston. Hello, Darren.
Hi, Nick.
Darren.
A very quick comment about these people who talk about censorship after 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Why is it that they come on, they say that they want to hear that colourful language, they want to see the scenes, whatever. They can't even speak English properly. I think they should concentrate on watching children's programmes so they can learn how to speak properly and hold a proper conversation.
Have you ever seen those children's programmes on BBC Two? I swear, they must have some sort of plastic mould that they stamp out all those presenters. They all look the damn same. They've all got that sort of golden skin and they've all got the same haircut. They all look the same. They're the same person. But there's loads of them, all those children's TV presenters they've got on the BBC. There must be a machine just popping them out in the back there. That's just bizarre watching that stuff.
Talking very quickly about children's programmes, I watched one today on BBC One. I won't say what it was called.
Teletubbies.
No. Well, it was actually called Cartoon Critters. And it's supposed to be cartoon fun, yeah?
Mm.
They showed this thing about insects getting inside of the eyes of a snail, pulsating up and down, so birds would come and eat them, and then they can lay the larva inside the stomach of these birds. And they're showing that to children. I had to turn it off.
Blimey, Darren, are you sure you haven't been going picking mushrooms?
I hadn't. Seriously, this was on BBC One this afternoon. I'm sat down eating my tea. I've got my little child sat outside of me watching Cartoon Critters. And they start showing this.
Right, well, I think that child should be taken into care because that's the most disgusting thing that's probably ever been shown to a child in any child's life. Darren, you should be ashamed of yourself. 0500-1053. Of course, we've got a little story about an octopus, don't we?
A story?
Yeah, well, it's something I clipped out of the news about octopuses.
Which paper was it in?
I think it was the Daily Telegraph.
Really?
Yeah, all your favourite seafood news in the Daily Telegraph.
What's the story about, Nick?
Well, it's not a story, it's a news item about, what's a plural for an octopus?
Octopi.
Really?
Octopi?
Have you ever had a...
Octopi, I believe.
Have you ever had an octopi, Nikki?
No, I don't eat anything with tentacles or eyes. Sorry.
Okay.
Try to keep her away from the tentacles at all times. Of course, you know that octopi come from the seaside, which is right by the sea, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, well...
background barroom noise. So an octopus walks into a bar and says, I can play anything. And people look up from their drinks and they think, And the octopus goes, no, really, I can. I'll bet you £50 I can play anything. And so one bloke strolls up to him with an electric guitar that he just happens to have around his person, and he says, right, okay, play that. And the octopus takes it in his things, and he just knocks out perfect, beautiful, wonderful. People are gasping. They can't believe it. somebody comes up to her and says, okay, do that, I'll bet you £50 you can't play this, and puts a violinist in it, and it was perfection, wonderful, nobody can believe what they're hearing. A Scotsman walks out from the corner and says, presenting a set of bagpipes at him, play that! The actor looks slightly bemused and he's turning it upside down and fiddling with the sticks and flipping it over and the guy says, ha! Can't play it, can you? And the octopus says, play it? As soon as I get these stupid tartan pajamas off, I'm going to have sex with it.